यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदा यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरा यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्द यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद निताय गौर हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 43. Gandharva Uchuhu Amsham Saste Deva Marichadayaste ब्रह्मेन्द्राद्या देवगणा रुद्र पुरोगा क्रीडा भाण्डं विश्वमिदं यस्य विभुम्नम् तस्मै नित्यं नाथ नमस्ते करवामा। गंधर्वा उचुः अंसां सांस्ते देव मरिच्यादयस्ते ब्रह्मेन्द्राद्या देव गणा रुद्र पुरोगा क्रीडा भाण्डं विश्वमिदं यस्य विभूमन् तस्मै नित्यं नाथ नमस्ते करवाम। देव मरिच्यादयस्ते तस्मै नित्यं नाथ नमस्ते। माताजी, ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: The Garman Gandharva said, "Dear Lord, all the demigods, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, and Marichi, and the great sages are only differentiated parts and parcel of your body. You are the supreme, almighty, great. The whole creation is just like a plaything for you. We always accept you as the supreme personality of Godhead, and we offer our respectful obeisances unto you." Purport: In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There may be many gods, from Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, and Chandra, down to the rulers of their lower planetary systems, the president, ministers, chairmen, kings. In fact, everyone can think that he is God. That is the false, puffed off conviction of material life. Actually, Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, but there is even one above Vishnu, for Vishnu is also the plenary person of a part of Krishna. In this verse, this is referred to by the word Amsam Saha, which refers to part and parcel of a part and parcel. There are similar verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which indicates that the Supreme Lord's parts and parcel again expand into other parts and parcel. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many manifestations of Vishnu and many manifestations of all living entities. Vishnu manifestations are called Swamsa, partial manifestations, and the living entities are called Vibhinamsa. The demigods like Brahma and Indra have been promoted to such exalted positions by pious activities and austerities, but actually Vishnu or Krishna is the master of everyone. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arshabhrutya. This means that Krishna alone is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others, even the Vishnu Tattvas, and certainly the living entities, are His servitors. Baladeva is the immediate expansion of Krishna. He also engages in the service of Krishna. And certainly, the ordinary living entities are serving. Everyone is created constitutionally for serving Krishna. Here the Gandharvas acknowledge that although the demigods may represent themselves as the supreme, actually they are not supreme. Real supremacy belongs to Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is only Supreme Lord. Worship of Krishna alone therefore includes worship of all parts and parcel, just as watering the root of a tree also waters all the branches, twigs, leaves and flowers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuruhun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Shadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare All the different residents of different planetary systems are praying and they are glorifying one particular aspect of the Supreme Lord, Supremacy. So today the translation goes like this. Dear Lord, all the demigods, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Marichi and the great sages are only differentiated parts and parcel of your body. You are the Supreme Almighty Great. The whole creation is just like a plaything for you. We always accept you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna clearly tells like Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajanti Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. So Lord Krishna is the source of all spiritual and material manifestations, and one who knows this, he serves with love, Buddha Bhava Samanvita. With Bhava, he loves Krishna, because Krishna is everything. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is again and again emphasized in different sections, how whatever we are seeing is the manifestation of Krishna. The material world is an expansion, bodily expansion of Krishna. All the universes are coming out from the body of Krishna. So nothing can exist separate from Krishna. So in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Lord tells about the Vibhuti Yoga. So that is a training process of seeing Krishna everywhere. Even whatever small opulences of this world are manifestation of Krishna. And also in the 7th chapter also Krishna says, Punya Gandha Prithivyamcha Tejasyasme Vibhavaso Jivanam Sarvabhutesu Bijamam Abhyam. Everything, like even life is, whenever we see some leaves are, there is some, where there is life, we can remember Krishna, that it is because of Krishna that there is life. If there is no Krishna, then even there is no jad. The matter is also provided by Krishna and the life is also provided by Krishna. So nothing can, nothing is possible without Krishna. Nothing can exist without Krishna except the free will of the living entities. Everything else is Krishna's gift to us. To execute our free will is also, the facilities is given by Krishna. So, but somebody may ask, what about the other incarnation and all the other powerful living entities? So that is why the Gandharvas are clarifying, even the big personalities who apparently they are also the father and parents of the universe, like Lord Shiva is also our parents. Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi, they are also like father and mother of the universe. Brahma is also father and mother of the universe. But they are differentiated part and parcel and they have a certain role to play. Like Prabhupada tells, there are many gods, like Sarpanch. Prabhupada doesn't write Sarpanch, but they are also like, they are the head of 5 villages. So they are like, they think for 5 years at least they are Ishvara. And there are so much funds and they can do certain things. They can change people's lives. But there are ministers, there are kings, there are presidents. So all the different devatas are also like that. Brahma has tremendous power over the universe. And Lord Shiva. But still, they are always bowing down before Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Yam Brahma Varudendra Rudra Marutot Stunvanti Divya Save Vede Sango Kramo Panishade Gayanti Yam Samaga Dhyana Vastita Tad Gatena Manasha Paschanti Yam Yogina Tasmai Veda Surasuragana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. So in that shloka it is like Yam Brahma Marutendra Rudra Maruto Stunvanti Divya Save. Brahma, Rudra, Maricha, and all other demigods, along with the Vedas and Upanishad, all are praying to Sri Krishna. So this is the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the Pramana, where Vishnu is the supreme. And here, even Prabhupada writes that, because of the first word is Amsam Saste. Their expansion of expansion. So that refers to Lord Krishna. The devatas are the expansion of like Lord Vishnu. Expansion in the sense like for the running purpose. External appearance. But the original source is Krishna. So that is why Prabhupada writes, Ekale is for Krishna, Arasav Bhritya. Every other even Vishnu incarnations are Bhritya. Like Lord Baladev is called immediate expansion of Krishna. He is also engages in service. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one chapter where it is mentioned that how everybody except Krishna loves to serve Krishna. Lord Baladev is eager to serve Krishna in the expansion of Shesha, Ananta, and he's and the spiritual manifestation, he's eager to serve Krishna. Lord Shiva is eager to serve Krishna. Lord Brahma is eager to serve Krishna. All the Shaktis are eager to serve Krishna. So that service attitude is in every incarnation, even all the Vishnu Tattvas. Actually, then everything makes sense. Like in the outside world, there is a like famous people quote to equal every all the devatas and gods. Ekam sat vipra bahuda vadanti. So they tell, you know, ekam sat and the vipra bahuda vadanti. And all the Brahmins, they tell in different names, but ultimately everything is one. But the other explanation is this. There is a amsa, there is an expansion, there is a vaivava, prakash expansion. So similarly, there is the word eko bahusyam. One became many. So that can be also referred to the incarnations. So there is a difference between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So another thing here Prabhupada highlights is very important line. Everyone is created constitutionally for serving Krishna. Everyone is created for the purpose of serving Krishna. Seva. So that is the prime duty of all the living entities, even all the devatas and even amshas of Krishna. I had prepared last time I had class here about Hanumanji, and some other speaker came, it got cancelled. So I had prepared nicely. So today it is mentioned, I got nice connection here. Everyone is created constitutionally for serving Krishna. And we know in the Shravanam Kirtanam verse, like Srila Prabhupada quotes the different acharyas, different who are expert in Shravan Kirtana. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshit Abhavat Bayasaki Kirtane Prallado Smarane Tadangri Bhajane Lakshmi Pruthu Pujane Akrurastu Abhivandane Kapipati Dasetha Sakirjuna Sarva Svatma Nivedane Valir Abhut Krishna Prit Krishnapti Esham Param. In Shravan, Parikshit Maharaj is the epitome or the exemplified devotee. Vyasaki Chakirtane, Sukhdev Goswami in speaking about Krishna. Prahlada in remembering Vishnu. He is only telling the verse, Shravanam Krishnam Vishnu Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam is Prahlada. Tadangri Bhajane Lakshmi. And in worship, Pruthu. In prayers, Akruraji. And in Dasya, Kapipati. Sakhya Arjuna. And in surrendering everything, Bali Maharaj is the they are the example of this nine processes of devotional service. So Hanumanji is like he's the example for Dasya Ras. How his character, like what a great servant he was. So I will speak something on Ramayana, how Hanumanji served. Next half an hour, he served the Supreme Lord and united Mother Sita with Ram. So before that, I would like to pray to his lotus feet. Mano javam maruta tulya vegam Jitendriyam buddhimatam varishtam Bhatatmajam banarayotamukhyam Shri Ramadutam sharanam prapadye. यत्र यत्र रघुनाथ कीर्तनम तत्र तत्र कृतमस्तकांजलिम बाष्प बारी परिपूर्ण लोचनम मारुतिम नमत राक्षसांतकम. सो इट इज मेंशनड व्हेन लॉर्ड राम वेंट टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड बैक दैट टाइम हनुमान जी prayed that let me stay here. And wherever there is Ramakatha going on, yatra yatra Raghunatha Kirtana, there Hanumanji is there present, Krita Mastakanjalim, with his head bowing down and hand like in a namaskar pose. And what? Baspa Vari Paripurna Lochana. He is shedding tears of love hearing Ramakatha. मारुतिम नमत नमतः राक्षसांतकम. सो इवन नाउ वेर एवर देर इज राम कथा हनुमान जी इज लिसनिंग बाय एक्सपेंडिंग हिमसेल्फ वेर एवर वॉट एवर लैंग्वेज बी इट तेलुगु ओडिया बेंगली मराठी. सो ही प्रेड लाइक दैट इन ऑल द लैंग्वेज आई वॉन्ट टू हियर राम कथा. So that is the glory of Hanumanji. So Hanumanji is himself very powerful. We know like his, what is his power? Atulita Baladhama. If you just see, he went to Lanka, burned everything, killed so many people. He could have killed Ravana also. That was his power. But he was in the mood of a servant. So he did not want to do what his master supposed to do. He kept it for the Lord. He went, he jumped across. So there was no need of again building a bridge. So like in the today's purport, it is mentioned that there are so many big, big personalities, but they are also in the mood of servant. Similarly, Hanumanji is in the mood of servant. So I will start from where Hanumanji enters Lanka after jumping. Sometimes we think, hey, how can Hanuman jump? So like that is one part of Siddhi. When do people pranayam, do pranayam for, you know, like one time I heard that if you do anulom binom pranayam, for 320 times a day, which will come around 6-7 hours, like with that ratio, then there is that their signs of levitating and different siddhis. So Hanumanji was full of siddhi, asht siddhi navanidhi ke data. Even he can provide siddhis, and Hanumanji can expand himself. Like in his childhood, he could eat Suryadev. So it is not impossible to cross within Earth planet from one part to another part when somebody can drink, eat Suryadev. So he is that powerful. That means he can expand unlimitedly and he can minimize his size. So these Vanaras are not the monkeys of today's. They were very, very special Banaras who came for the purpose of the pastime of Lord Rama. So Hanumanji increased his size and jumped. And then Surasa, Mainaka, Simhika, Lankini. And then Hanumanji was searching for Sita Devi. Where is Sita? So we know, being a brahmachari, still he had to watch and scrutinize all the faces of the women. And he did his service and he finally reached to the Asoka Vatika of Ravana. And Hanumanji had no idea how Sita looks like. He had just heard from Ram. So he has to actually guess. And Ravana had captured so many beautiful ladies. So Hanuman ji sat and saw one lady and thought, probably this is Sita Devi. And when different demoness came and started chastising Sita Devi, then Hanuman ji understood this is Sita Devi. And from Valmiki Ramayana, I have chosen this section. So Hanuman ji, when he saw Sita Devi, finally understood this is Sita Devi, then he told, oh, this is the same Sita Devi for whom so much things have happened. Iyam sayat krite rama chaturbhi paritapyate. For her, Lord Ram is in trouble in four ways. Karunyena, anush samshrena, sokena, madanena cha. So Lord Ram is showing compassion over Sita. Why compassion? Because now she is helpless. And she has like been separated from me. So Lord Ram is showing compassion over her. And also he is showing pity on Sita Devi because she is now without a shelter. And Lord Ram is also in tears in separation. And he is affected by Madana because he has lost his dear one. So Lord Ram is in trouble because of this four reason. Asya devaya manah tasmin tasya cha asyam pratishtitam tena iyam sadharmatma muhurtam api jivita. So Hanuman ji is telling, for her mind is always fixed on Lord Ram, and Lord Ram is always thinking about Sita Devi. And what is the surprise? The surprise is that this Ram, Lord Ram, is still living by being separation from this Sita Devi. Duskaram kurute ramu imam matta kashinam sitam bina mahabaho muhurtam api jivati. Actually, Hanuman ji is telling, after seeing Sita Devi, ke this is impossible for a person to live without her. But Lord Ram has done an impossible task. He is still living. Sitam bina mahabaho muhurtam api jivati. Lord Ram, losing her, has done an impossible task in that he still preserves his body, in that he did not die from grief. And Hanuman is actually shedding tears. Sa muhurtam iva dhyatva vaspa pariya kulekshanam sitam ashritya tejasvi hanunam hanuman bilalapaha. And seeing this, Hanuman is thinking how much trouble Sita Devi went. And he is actually shedding tears. Why? Because Sita Devi has very, very good qualities. First thing is, she is respected by everyone. She is a respectable lady. She is respectable by Lakshmana and Guru Binitasya. Instructed by teachers. Sita is also very dear to the teachers. And if she is stricken with grief, destiny is indeed difficult to withstand. If such a personality goes through such pain and intolerance, then it is very difficult to understand destiny. Hanuman ji is actually shedding tears in seeing the condition of Sita Devi. And how, by seeing the qualities of Mother Sita, Hanuman ji is comparing, like, actually, tulya silo bayo vrityam tulya avijana lakshanam raghova arhati vaidehim tamcha iyam asita ikshana. Hanuman ji is telling, actually, Sita Devi is, in comparison to Lord Ram, is fit in everything, in good qualities, in the age, and all the qualities of a cooler, and Raghava is deserving to this वैदेही. सो ही इज एक्चुअली थिंकिंग देन देर इज ए परफेक्ट मैच ऑफ लॉर्ड राम एंड सीता देवी बिकॉज ही हैज सीन राम एंड ही हैज सीन द क्वालिटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड राम एंड ही नोज वट इज द कूल परंपरा ऑफ राम. नाउ ही इज सीइंग सीता देवी. सो देलिंग दिस इज सीता देवी इज परफेक्टली ए मैच फॉर लॉर्ड राम. सो एंड फॉर दिस सीता द डिफरेंट डिमेंस वेर किल्ड. ही इज रिकाउंटिंग फॉर दिस सीता वॉट हैपेंड. फॉर दिस सीता द विरदा वॉज किल्ड. 14,000 राक्षसेस वेर किल्ड. खरव वॉज किल्ड. त्रिशर दुर्शर दुर्षण वॉज किल्ड. एंड बिकॉज ऑफ बाय सीताज ग्रेस सुग्रीव गॉट द वेल्थ ऑफ बाली. सो दैट इज द मर्सी ऑफ सीता. एंड देन ही गिव्स एनालॉजी. हनुमान जी टेल्स सागर च मया क्रांत श्रीमान नद नदीपति अस्य हेतु विशालाक्ष पुरी च इयम निरीक्षता. फॉर हर आई हैव क्रॉस्ड द ओशन. फॉर हर आई हैड क्रॉस्ड द ओशन. एंड इफ यदि राम समुद्रांतां मेदिनीं परिवर्तयेत् अस्य कृते जगच्चापि युक्तमिति एव मे मति. इफ फॉर हर लॉर्ड राम टर्न्स ओवर द एंटायर अर्थ एंड पुट्स इट इन द ओशन टू गेट हर इट इज वर्थ इट. हनुमान जी इज ग्लोरिफाइंग मदर सीता. टू गेट सीता देवी इफ लॉर्ड राम हैव टू डू एनीथिंग इट इज ओके. समुद्रांतम मेदिनीम परिवर्तयत. पुट द ओशन अर्थ इन द ओशन सो इट मैचेस विद द कॉस्मोलॉजी ऑफ फिफ्थ कैंटो. द भूमंडल देर इज ए ओशन एंड यू हैव टू पुट इन द ओशन. एंड हनुमान जी गिव्स एन एनालॉजी. इफ यू टेक द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ ऑल द किंगडम्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स दे विल नॉट मैच 1/16 ऑफ सीता देवी. So it is worth it to take Sita and you know bring it to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And what is the quality of Mother Sita? Iyam sa dharma silasya janakasya mahatmana suta methili rajasya Sita bhartu drudhavrata. He glorifies the quality of सीता देवी अनन्यता. हर कॉन्स्टेंट एंड अनडेविएटेड लव फॉर लॉर्ड राम. इफ एनीवन एल्स इन द पोजिशन ऑफ सीता देवी दे माइट कंसिडर द प्रपोजल ऑफ रावण. आफ्टर ऑल रावण वॉज ऑल्सो हैंडसम. रावण वॉज ऑल्सो लंका वॉज इन गोल्ड and Ravana was in control of all the demigods. So in ordinary standards, if it was Kali Yuga, then the case would have been different. But what to speak of actually accepting Ravana, not a single time Sita Devi had her mind deviated. Naisa pashyati rakshasho नईमां पुष्पफलं द्रुमान् एकस्तहृदयानूनं राममेवमनुपश्यति. सी वाज नॉट सीइंग एनी ट्रीज एनी राक्षस. सी वाज ऑलवेज इन हर हार्ट वाज सीइंग लॉर्ड राम. दिस इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ मदर सीता. सो देन वाल्मीकि मुनि गिव्स भरता नाम परम नार्या भूषण भूषणादपि एषा हि रहिता तेन शोभनम अर्ह न शोभते. वॉट इज द ज्वेलरी अर्नामेंट ऑफ ए लेडी. वाल्मीकि मुनि टेल्स हजबैंड इज इंडीड द ग्रेटेस्ट एडॉर्नमेंट फॉर ए वुमेन ग्रेटर देन ज्वेलरी. दिस सीता दो डिजर्विंग ऑफ डेकोरेशन इज नॉट लुकिंग चार्मिंग विदाउट Sri Ram. So for a woman, husband is the greatest ornament. If there is no husband, but there are so many decorations, that is not glorified. Husband is the... Similarly, for devotees, the Vaishnava qualities are considered the adornment. The Vaishnava qualities are considered the ornaments of a devotee. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchane. When there is devotion, there is the Vaishnava qualities. Now, Hanuman could understand that Sita Devi is indeed the same personality. But how should I go and approach? And Hanuman Jivi was in dilemma, because Hanuman is the feature of Hanuman was of a monkey, not human. So Hanumanji was contemplating that if I just jump to Sita Devi, and if she sees my this form, and she may, you know, cry, shout, and then all the rakshasas will come, and they will capture me or Sita. So Sita can be killed, or I can be killed. If I can be killed, who will give the message to Lord Ram? And if Sita is killed, everything is finished. Whole mission is finished. So Hanumanji was in dilemma. And Hanumanji is also thinking, what language I should speak? Should I speak like Sanskrit? If I come in the guise of a Brahmin, then Sita might think, oh, Ravana has again disguised in a different form. How should I convince Ravan? So, he devised a plan. What was the plan? Hanumanji is very clever. Chatur. Buddhi matam varishtam. He is the greatest. He has all the intelligence. So Hanuman thing is thinking. He just sat on the tree and started singing Ramakatha. Shri Vrindavan Bihari ki. He started glorifying Lord Ram. Raja Dasaratho Nama Rathakunjara Vajinam Punyashilo Mahakirti Rujuashit Mahayasha. So he glorified Dasarath, he glorified all the Rajarshi of Dasarath, and he glorified Lord Ram. Tasya Putro Priyo Jeshto Taradhipo Nimanane Ramanam Vishishagya Srishta Saravadhanusmatam. And when he glorified Ram, when Sita Devi heard, she became ecstatic, because she was staying in Ravana's palace. How could she hear Ramkatha? For the first time after so long, she is hearing somebody glorifying Lord Ram. So she became very ecstatic and jubilant. And she started singing here and there. Who is singing Lord Ram's glories? And when she saw Dadarsa Pinga Adhipate Amatyam, she saw one Banara with terrible phrase. Not terrible, because we have seen Hanumanji, but she had first time seeing such a Banara. And of course, she is in the role of a very soft lady. So when she is seeing the form of Hanumanji, as Hanumanji was in doubt, that came true. So Sitaji, seeing Hanumanji, actually faints. She faints. She was so afraid. And Sita Devi, as soon as she got up, she thought, am I seeing some dream? Did I see this monkey? Because probably I am always remembering about Ram. That is why I heard Ramkatha. Rameti Rameti Sadeva Buddhya Vichintya Vacha Bruvati Tameva Tasyanurupam Cha Katham Tadarya Meva Prapashyami Tathasrunomi. बिकॉज आई एम ऑलवेज रिमेम्बरिंग रॉन्ग राम प्रोबेबली आई एम हियरिंग राम कथा बट हनुमान जी फाइनली सी सॉ दैट नो नो इट इज एक्चुअली समबडी इज देयर एंड सिंगिंग राम कथा. तो हनुमान जी एक्चुअली कम्स फॉरवर्ड अप्रोचेस सीता देवी एंड सीता जी आस्क हनुमान जी अबाउट द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ हनुमान जी. सो आई विल जस्ट लिटिल बिट फास्ट फॉरवर्ड. सा तस्य वचनं श्रुत्वा रामकीर्तन हर्षिता उवाच वाक्यं वेदेहि हनुमन्तं द्रुमाश्रितम्. देन सीता स्टार्ट टेलिंग हर स्टोरी हाउ सी केम हियर बिकॉज सी इज नॉट येट कन्विंस्ड बाय द वे दैट इट इज हनुमान जी. दो हनुमान जी इज प्रेजेंटिंग हमसेल्फ एज ए डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड राम सीता देवी इज नॉट कन्विंस्ड सी इज इन डाउट. सो सी इज गोइंग टू टेस्ट हनुमान जी whether actually he is the servant of Lord Ram. And gunan ramasya katham priyasya mama banara chittam harasi me somyam nadikulam. Oh Hanuman, oh monkey, narrate the qualities of my beloved Ram. If you are really a follower of Lord Ram, please glorify more about Lord Ram. Then Hanuman ji started glorifying Lord Ram. How Lord Ram is like the sun, and he is like in knowledge, he is like a Brihaspati. How he is the Madhura Bhak, how he is the most handsome personality, like Kandarpa. And similarly, Hanuman ji glorifies Sri Ram ji. And he further asks, okay, tell me about Lakshman ji also. So like that, Hanuman ji gives the description of Ram and Hanuman ji. And finally, Hanuman ji shows the ring. When Hanuman ji shows the ring, then Sita Devi got convinced. Okay, this is the bona fide representative of Lord Ram. And she became very happy and started glorifying Hanuman ji that you are so capable personality, you are so intelligent, and you have come to this impossible place. And then Hanuman ji tells, okay, now please, Mother Sita, since you are now convinced, please come with me, I will take you to Lord Ram. Then Sita Devi denies. Sita Devi tells, oh, I am very small, and you are also small. How can you take me? Then Hanuman ji grows his size, very huge. Then Sita Devi tells, okay, you are so huge, but if I sit on your back and when I am traveling, there will be velocity, you know, high velocity. So there will be Vayu Vega and I will fall in the ocean. So that will be a problem. If I will be killed, then how Ram will live? Then whole mission will be finished. And all the intention of Ravana will be fulfilled. And additionally, I am a lady and I should not touch any other male. So I cannot travel. Then Hanuman ji tells, okay, no problem. You are like my mother. But finally, the final argument Sita Devi tells gives is that if you are also capable, but this will not add to the glory of Ram. But if Ram comes and takes me away from Lanka, that is the Lord Ram will be really glorified. Actually, I was thinking, so this is the quality of Sita also. She is in such a troubled place. She could have, you know, okay, let's go. It's like normal. But she is also like the, she has also that Kshatriya quality. I will be here. She is in support of Dasarath Maharaj. Okay, see, he was truthfulness. I support my father-in-law. I support Ram. Let him only come and take me, so that his glory will be fulfilled. So then Hanumanji tells, okay, no problem. Then I will go and inform Lord Ram about you. But how Lord Ram will know that actually I saw you? So you have to tell some story, some of your pastimes, which only both of you know, and then Lord Ram will recognize that actually I had found you. Then Sita Devi tells the story of the crow, Jayanta. So this crow is the son of Indra. He is such a demoniac personality. So one time Lord Ram and Sita Devi were having their pastime, and Sita Devi was Lord Ram was on the lap of Sita Devi, and this Jayanta, crows are, you know, crows by nature, they love blood. They are fond of blood. So in the Goshala also, between 12 to 2 p.m., the crows come and they will target the old cows and their hump, and they will tuk 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 tuk, and they will make hole and they will start drinking blood, and the cows also like sometime, little khujli. So these are the nature of crows. They love blood. So the Jayanta, in the form of a crow, came and started hitting Mother Sita here, in this place, between the upper part of the breast, and started, you know, and one, two times, you know, Mother Sita started doing, tried to flee him, but he came again and again, and blood started coming. And then Lord Ram saw, he was extremely angry. Who is this? And then Lord Ram take a kusa grass and threw. And Jayanta started running like Durvasa Muni all over the universe. And nobody could save him. His father also could not save him, Indra. Then finally, satam nipatitam bhumo sharanyam sharanyaha sharanagatam badha arham abhikakustam kripaya paripalaya. Then finally he comes to the lotus feet of Lord Ram only. Please forgive me. Satam nipatitam bhumo sharanyaha saranagatam. When Lord Ram saw that this wretched and demoniac personality was actually came under shelter of Lord Ram, Badha, Valmiki Muni is telling, Badha Arham Api, he deserved killing, but Lord Ram Kripaya Paryapalaya, Lord Ram was merciful and he gave him shelter. So Sita Devi tells this pastime, how, and then Jayanta actually asked forgiveness and went away. Hanumanji goes and did many things after that. You know, little bit, you know, he is also a powerful personality, army general, so he has to do something. So he did, and then went back and informed Lord Ram. Hanumancha Mahabahu Pranamya Shirasagtata Niyatam Akshatam Devim Raghavaya Nivedayan. Niyatam Akshatam Devim. Sita Devi is very safely, she is there in Asoka Vatika. This was the message given by Hanumanji. And Drishtva Deviti Hanuman Hanumat Vachanat Amrutopamam. This was the nectarian words heard by Lord Ram from the mouth of Hanumanji. Akarniya vachanam ramo harsham apa sa lakshmanam. And Lord Ram became very happy. And prityacharam manotha raghava paravirha bahumanena mahata hanumantam avekshata. With great respect, bahumana, Lord Ram, with deep love, glanced Hanumanji. That means he was very pleased with the service of Hanumanji. So this is the first time of today I wanted to narrate how Hanumanji was a perfect servant in the mood of a servant, for he was in the mood of uniting Sita Devi to Ram, and he was not taking the credit. He told Ravana that I am such a small servant of Ram, and I can do so much, and there are thousands and thousands of monkeys who are more capable than me. So he was in such a mood, although nobody was like to his caliber. So Hanumanji did the service, but he did not take the credit, and he always glorified Lord Ram. So this is the he is the Ramdas. He is the perfect servant of Lord Ram. So every living entity is constitutionally created to be a servant of Krishna. So today we saw this pastime of Hanumanji. So I pray that such service attitude comes in our heart, and we can serve Lord Ram and follow his mission. Srila Prabhupada ki, Hanumanji ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.